has kept me being settled in my ways. Trauma's behavior change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For he knows the perfect plans for your life. Be transformed.
Welcome to the Be Transformed podcast. We're your hosts, Teresina Marie.
And I'm Linda FW2. Get ready to be transformed. With God, we choose the renewing of our minds and the renewing of our hearts
to embark upon the best day of our lives.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another Be Transformed experience.
Yes, yes, yes. Today we give God the praise and all the honor. Thank you so much for joining in with us.
It has been quite a week. And honestly, Linda, you know, I've been struggling, as you know, because I called you up and I was like, oh, girl, pray for me. Mm-hmm. But yep, I have been struggling with just keeping up my motivation, staying within my disciplines. And it's so fitting. God knows what he's doing in every way, because tonight's topic, as we continue to journey through the life of singleness, is the disciplines.
Yes.
You know, in singleness. So this is going to be a good one, because whether you're single or not, we struggle with discipline. So welcome. That is what's on topic.
Yes, yes. Disciplines. There's so much to unpack with that. You know, that's been my prayer probably for the past 6 months. Whenever I could feel myself falling off and just undoing the disciplines and the habits that I've developed over the years, right? So we're going to get into it. We're going to start with a word of prayer. Terry, would you like to open us up in prayer?
Sure. Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we lift you up, God. We magnify and we praise, God, your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for creating this space and time for us to just abide in you, God. Remove everything that is unlike you, that wants to come and kill, steal, and destroy all that you have plan for us to receive in this moment, God. All the residue, the stress, the anxiety of this week, God, let that be placed to the side. Remove our fleshly desires and allow us, our vessels, to just be filled with your essence, filled with your anointing, filled with your wisdom, filled with the motivation to sow seed into discipline, God. That is what we are reaching our arms out to the heavens for on today, is to enhance and to strengthen us in our disciplines, the areas of the secret places that only you know, God. So remove every bit of fear, every bit of doubt, every bit of brain fog that wants to try and cloud this moment, so that we can be set apart and set aside with you, God. Allow your word to flow through Linda and myself, God, that only what you want your people to hear will be a download directly from you. We pray this and we declare it as so. In Jesus' mighty name, we all say amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. It's another Be Transformed Tuesday. We are excited to meet with you. God is good. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I'm excited. We're talking about discipline and singleness. Discipline and singleness. What does that look like? Okay. What does that look like for us all? Yeah. So we're learning from married couples as well. So we're always open to hear the wisdom and knowledge from our seasoned, healthy, married individuals, because they pour into us, right? Yeah. We're preparing our lives as single. We're in this journey of singleness. May or may not be singleness forever. I'm claiming that it's not.
Right. Speak it.
I have to speak life into that.
You know, mouth speaks from the heart, right?
I'm learning to watch my tongue. Mm-hmm. We're excited. So let's join in together and let's dive right into this session today. Singleness, the scripture that we have for you all today. Oh, the Bible speaks so much about self-control and singleness, but I'm going to read Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And we're going to talk about, this is the fruits of the Spirit. And 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, yeah, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This is huge for us because this is the Spirit that we shall take with us every single day. This is the deposit of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I had to look at forbearance, and we hear and see that word quite often. But forbearance, the meaning is refraining from an enforcement of something, such as a debt or right. So refraining from owning up to the thing that we are in debt to. So, you know, and self-control. Self-control and self-discipline goes hand in hand. The Bible also speaks of when we are tempted in such situations where the enemy is trying to make his way into our world and to destruct, God gives us a way out.
Yeah.
You know, there's rarely a situation where we go into doing a thing that is not good for us, that is not pleasing in God's sight. There's rarely a time that we go in just blind and not knowing that we was making that particular decision, right? We know it's a choice, and he gives us a choice. There's other scriptures. We're coming from Proverbs 25 and 28. And this is what the word says about discipline, lack of discipline. I don't know about y'all, but I got to listen. Discipline is huge. So chapter 25, verses 28. I'm going to read that now. Mm-hmm. Like a city whose walls are broken.
Yes.
Is a person who lacks self-control. That means no boundaries. Mm-hmm. No protection, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No barrier. Anything goes. Anything comes in and anything goes out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And trust me, I'm not saying that I have arrived, because I am very disgusted. It happens that I am fasting and praying about. I don't like them. It's uncomfortable to just think that I'm doing a disservice to myself and that I'm doing something that's not pleasing to God, right? Especially when we talk about our temple. I'm going to read Proverbs 16 and 32. It's better to be a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than a one who takes a city. So God speaks to self-control as stronger than one who can take a city. Mm-hmm. To be able to pause and to stop and to reject and to decline the invites of the enemy is better than anything. I think, and as I was reading earlier today, self-control, it's a fruit of the Spirit. But I think when we have that at the forefront, I believe that we position ourselves mm-hmm. to make great decision in every aspect of our life. When we really operate in the fruits of the Spirit, allowing self-control to lead us first and foremost, self-discipline, disciplines in terms of honoring God, the first parts of our day, getting up, allowing his Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit to manifest itself even more on that day, right? Making conscious decisions. There's some things that I struggle with it's been my struggle, and I'm going to put it out there because I need y'all to pray for me, but I also know the enemy going to try to attack me. So I'm going to go ahead and just put it out there because I'm defeating this thing with God. I never had a Starbucks issue. In fact, I didn't even drink Starbucks for a very long time, not because it was nasty or anything. It's just because I didn't have the habit of Starbucks. But I developed a Starbucks habit, one drink in particular, after it was introduced to me by my niece. It's a brown sugar shaken espresso. Mm-hmm. I promise, I made every excuse in the book as to why I've gained my weight. Because I have had some medical situations, yes. But I'm going to be honest, I think it's the brown sugar shaken espresso.
Well, you know what? Sugar is addictive, you know? And I've had... your brown sugar with you, and you get the double this and the extra that, you know, you customize yours a little extra.
I was instructed on how to do that. But however is, I've gained a habit, and I'm getting better, thank God, because I've fasted and prayed. I said, God, I need this addiction gone because it contributes to weight gain. And now, listen, for all of those that are drinking at Starbucks, by all means, do your thing. It's not a political, this is not a political platform. I'm not here for that. I know that there's things that's being discussed about all of this stuff. But anyway, I'm talking about the self-discipline and the self-control that I have been struggling with when it comes to this particular drink. And even throughout my season of just hardship, whenever I had a chance to get my hands on a brown sugar shaken espresso, I would drive through that drive-thru, and I could have $5 left in my pocket, and I'm going to use that $5. Sorry. I'm going for the drug. Yeah. I'm going for the drug. And as a result, I know that the sugar is bad. I've even researched the drink. It's not healthy for me, but why do I continue? So I'm saying, God, I don't want to get caught slipping, you know, not having discipline, but I'm going to stop because I can go on and on about this drink, Terry.
But here's the thing. The example applies. The example applies to gluttony. The example applies to your peace. So one of the fruits of the spirit is your peace, right? Mm-hmm. And absolutely. So if we continue to indulge in those things that take away from our peace, it aids in our insecurities, our self-consciousness, because what's the result of not having self-control over your eating habits, over your sugar habits? Okay, it's not feeling good about who you're looking at in the mirror. It's not feeling good about how your clothes feel. It's not feeling good about the results that you get back when you go from your doctor's visits. So having the fruits of the spirit and being able to attain that peace, it all goes back to the foundation of self-control. Self-control is the foundation that allows for the fruits of the spirit to begin to thrive within you. So we have to conquer that. And how do we conquer that? Resist the enemy. You're gonna resist that temptation. And I'm not gonna say that these things are easy. Some of the things that have helped me over the years improve my self-control and some of my habits was fasting. That when I first became single from divorce, for instance, I fast R&B music, soul music. I totally stopped listening to hip hop because, for one, I'm gonna just keep it all the way real. And I know some of y'all can feel me out here, but when you're angry and at somebody or at the world or at a situation, and you're trying to gain self-control over your thoughts and the way that you react or how to pause before you speak, then I don't need to be listening to this hip hop song that's hyping me up, that's getting me riled up. And here I am trying to work on my character and how I respond, right? If I am embracing the season of singleness and I'm saying that, you know what, I'm not focused on dating right now because I'm focused on developing and becoming who God has called me to be. So let me just focus on me transforming my fruits of the spirit. Then I'm not going to be out here listening to a bunch of R&B love songs, right? That's going to constantly make me think about companionship or lead me back to a feeling of loneliness. Those are triggers. Those are temptations. So how do we overcome that stuff? We resist that stuff. That's having self-control over your thoughts, right? Those things for me are self-control over my thoughts. And that's the battle of the mind is real. That's why our theme here is do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by what? The renewing of our minds. So that's a big one. And that aids my peace, right? And not only does it aid my peace because I'm feeling good about who I am, but I'm overcoming that person who maybe, you know, would pop off at certain situations or would not respond right in certain situations. Well, now I'm gaining the fruit of the spirit of kindness. So when you fast certain environments that is not nurturing, that healing of you, that part of you, that you, that that habit that you want to release. You know, you have to fast these environments for a little bit until you gain that self-control. And then once you gain that self-control, you should be able to step into any environment, be able to listen to any type of music, and it will not shake or stir your character. And because you have self-control, when you do feel like it is having an impact, you know how to fast it again and take a pause from it. Life is all about balance. Linda and I were discussing this earlier, how, you know, I was discussing earlier, you know, just even as we came into the podcast, how I was just been really overwhelmed, feeling a lack of motivation, and just kind of feeling like I'm not giving my all lately. And, you know, Linda, you know, she's so great with encouraging and just being that spiritual partner in life that I can just be vulnerable with. And she gives me those words of encouragement. It was straight up. I told her, this is what I said. I said, I feel like I'm not walking in excellence all the time. And she said, well, we're human. It's impossible for us to be excellent 365 days a year. That's impossible. But are we, even in our 80%, are we given 100% of excellence in that 80 that we have to give today? Are we giving 100% of our 80% today in excellence? Because at 20, God's grace is upon us. His grace and mercy are fresh new every morning, right? Where am I going with that? With our disciplines, as we journey through singleness and we're working on the characters and the fruits of the spirits of ourselves, there may be days where we may have fallen, right? There may be days where we felt like, oh, we could have done that a little bit better. But we don't dwell in that. We don't wallow in that. We allow the strength of the Lord to restore us. And we set our eyes upon seeking him, seeking the fruits. And we continue to make sure we are self-affirming with affirmations to help us to gain that self-control. You know, when you're facing moments where, okay, like Linda was saying, the gluttony part, you know, overindulging in certain things that you know is bad for you. Because here's the thing, even as we're being resurrected in the spirit, that resurrection isn't of our flesh. Our flesh still remains. So we will continue to have struggles with the flesh. We will continue to have to embrace those habits of self-control to be at battle with that. Y'all could blame that on Adam and Eve, but that's where it goes back to, right? That's when we became aware of our flesh. And so we're always going to battle with that, even in our best days, even in our best days. But you keep set upon your mind the spirit of self-control, then you will be at peace with overcoming that. You can catch that in the moment, you know, and say, I resist the temptation in Jesus' name. I resist the temptation. Addiction, you will flee. Laziness, you will flee. Gluttony, you will flee. Lust, you will flee. Bitterness, you will flee. Affirm yourself. And that is a daily battle with our flesh. So let's not beat ourselves up. Let's be aware of it and keep pressing towards it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Listen, Terry, you just said a whole earful, and that was so, so well spoken. Thank you so much. You're right. The Bible says that resist the enemy and he will flee. What does that look like? It's speaking to the thing. It's speaking to the thing and claiming victory over that thing. Because the word also says that he gives us a way out, right? Yeah. So we have a choice in the decisions that we make. We have a choice, and we are part, we are active participants in our self-discipline. It, you know, there are some people who can give their lives to God and they can have a habit and they can be saved instantly. There's other people that have to go through the process, right, of the journey, and trusting God and working through the process of healing. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about self-discipline and self-control, you know, we're all single for however we got here. Like I said, we talked about whether we widow, divorce, choice, however, even in our brokenness after a long-term relationship or marriage, we get angry. We have hurt. Mm-hmm. We're broken. We want to lash out. We share children with people. We you know, it's disturbing, right? But again, God calls us to be patient. Mm-hmm. He calls us to pause. Yes. He said it's better to have patience, to have one to be patient than for one to take down the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's saying he's honoring our self-discipline. And one thing Terry and I learned during this reading, I said, Lord, I don't want to get caught slipping.
Yeah.
When God's return, when the return is going to happen, mm-hmm. I don't want to get caught slipping, as we say, with your pants down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's right. Anything, not literally like with my pants down, but I don't want to get caught up without having the fruits. When God returns and he comes to call us home, I want to be pure as I possibly can be. And I want to be operating in the fruits of the Spirit as he called us to do, right? Not necessarily constantly struggling with this flesh. We're going to struggle, but he gives us power that is like no other. The Bible also talks about our environment. We don't want to do things that will cause our brother or sister to fall. So we are to create environments that support our journey. The church, we got to get some good, wholesome friends, be selective in that. Teresina and I, we're not in a partnership that pulls each other down. If she's tired one week and she's not in the mood to do a certain thing, I have to say, okay, I got this. Mm-hmm. we got to, when I'm going through my thing, because I had a season of a very, very hard health and just heartbroken, just a season. And Terry held me through that season. So when it's my turn to come, she honored me so well. And today she's due all respect, because when I had my own season and I was going through my stuff, which lasted a year or more, I didn't know how I was going to come back from that. But she spoke like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. Okay, you got this. Okay, how you feeling today? Okay, I'll give you a little piece of an assignment. I'm going to let you operate 100% in your 10% that you're going to give today. That is the environment that we want to create for ourselves. We should be able to pick up and talk to our girlfriends, our male friends, our family members, and say, I'm struggling. But if we don't cultivate that type of environment, it's a constant rat race. We're going to constantly fall back into things, mindsets, habits that does not do any justice to ourselves, nor does it please God.
That speaks to just the example, even our friendship and familyship, how it's give and take. When you're going through a season, hey, I'm going to hold you up. When I'm going through a season, you've held me up. You've been on here by yourself multiple times because, whatever I had going on in my life that interfered. And that speaks to being able to be in a partnership, be in an environment and have people around you where you're not the only one pouring out.
Yes.
When you're the only one pouring out and giving more of yourself than you're receiving, then it is hard to work on the disciplines that you need to overcome because you're operating from a place of exhaustion. You're exhausted, not only physically, you're exhausted emotionally, you're exhausted mentally. You're walking in a state of loneliness when you're probably not even living a life that is lonely. You probably have a lot of loved ones around you, a lot of friends around you, a lot of companions surrounding you. However, because you are the only one pouring out, those are depleting you. And sometimes it just takes a conversation and maybe understanding how to communicate and conveying what you need. And then sometimes it's also, those aren't the relationships that you should be pouring that much into. So that's another form of self-control, is discerning your environment and how that environment is conducive to your growth and your development. Because whatever we want out of life, you guys, whatever we want out of life, we won't receive unless we attract it. Our blessing comes when we've arrived. Our blessing comes when God says we're ready for it. So we have to become who God wants us to be in the moment to receive that blessing. So scan yourself. Take a moment. Scan your heart. Scan the desires of your heart and identify, you know, really, what type of person do I need to be in order to get to this blessing or that blessing? I know one thing I was struggling this week when I was saying, you know, I don't feel like I have been operating and performing from a place of excellence. I have visions, you know, building businesses and things like that that I'm doing. And if I can't right now in the building stages, the foundation stages, establish my level of diligence, establish my level of stewardship, attentiveness, organizational skills, leadership. If I cannot make sure I'm addressing those things, then just like the scripture said, I will be out here like a city with broken walls. Mm. There will be holes all over the place in what it is in that business, and it will fall and it will fail. In all things that you have a desire for, whether that's in your health journey. Okay, we need to gain self-disciplines in our health journey so that we can become a better person in life and what it is that we're doing. We're present. We're more energetic for our family so that when we have when we do get a spouse, we can be present and energetic and pouring into that relationship and not feeling tired all the time. Then you have to gain that self-discipline in your fitness. Educating your mind, doing research on the foods that you're putting in your body. That's real. That's a real thing. And I say educating and researching is because literally, since I've been on my health journey over these years, I look up everything that I'm putting in my body and how it affects me. Because in order for me to have overcome arthritis, because I have arthritis, I got diagnosed with arthritis in my neck after struggling 10 years with having a ruptured disc. And then I would be in physical therapy with all this nerve pain when that would hit me. And so I started working on inflammation in my body. And when it activated the last time after over a decade, it escalated to arthritis. So I was like, you know what? I got to quit playing with this inflammation. Okay. Because I'm not about to be walking like, you know, I can't move except for as one, you know, all these joints they're supposed to be, you know, loose and ready to do its thing. But when you're locked up, your body everything has to move together. I can't do that. I have young kids. So I've disciplined myself. I said, you know what? This isn't about to define the rest of my life. I am too young to allow this health matter that clearly has remedies and discipline preventions where I can live a happy, healthy life free of physical therapy every month, right? But it required a complete overhaul and change in my eating habits, my fitness diligence, my mindset. It's a lifestyle. And everything that you want to overcome becomes a lifestyle, right? If it's overcoming a person who walks in animosity, then you have to begin to embody forgiveness and walk in forgiveness with a compassionate heart, an understanding heart, releasing the burdens of pain and hurt, releasing that, right? And knowing you can cast those cares onto God and He will carry them for you. Disciplines goes all the way back always to that self-control and embodying those fruits of the spirit. Because once we embody those things, we are walking closer and closer to those blessings and those gifts and experiencing that eternal life. When we speak about eternal life, people, they always think, oh, you know, eternal life means live forever. But what does that mean in the natural? That means that you'll be able to create this legacy. You'll be able to sow seed and watch those seeds harvest and bloom into what all the desires and things that you in your heart want it to be. And God blesses. Those things that you're sowing seed in will live on. What your testimony and that transformation, that light will live on in your family. it will live on. You know, if you ever have like great grandmothers that we speak highly of, and well, ooh, she was anointed and she overcame this and overcame that. That's because she's walking with the light of the fruit of the Spirit and walking as a living example on how to be of good courage, be the fruits of the Spirit, be of self-control and strong disciplines. That light is a walking testimony that could transform lives, not just your own, but all those who witness it.
You know what? I love how you defined the lack of discipline and the lack as you build and as you journey through this life for a better life with God. I love how you define the beginning, the foundational phase of building, that without a solid foundation, that you build a place of loopholes.
Yeah.
And when there is a loophole, oh, honey, they're going to see through. The enemy will seep through. I absolutely love that, because foundational building is so important. God is our foundation. He's trying to build us to be solid in this relationship with him, mm-hmm. in our walk with him, so that when we come up against these life circumstances, right? Life will forever be circumstantial. When those things arise, that we don't have loopholes.
Yes.
Right?
Don't
nobody want no loopholes. Every loophole that there is, trust me, there's going to be a slithery something that tests and see how far they can get in that hole. I want to read 2 Peter 1:5. And this is 1:5-7. And it says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love.
Yes.
If that's not building a foundation, that is just something. And again, it starts with us seeking God first.
Yeah.
Reading his word, understanding what it is that God wants to convey to us. Absolutely prayer, but absolutely read his word. Because the guide, that is our guiding light. His word is a feet until a light.
A lamp into our path.
Thank you.
I got your back, girl. I got your back.
That's his word. You know what I'm saying? We have to stay grounded in that, because, again, this is life. This is life. And life is trial and error. We are human. So I understand, again, we say we are human, but that does not give us an excuse to forfeit the fruits of the Spirit, to forfeit self-discipline, self-control, to forfeit the word of God. Yes, we are human, but the Bible says that greater is he that is in me
than in this world.
So that means victory is won. We have the power. We have to activate that power, build on that power, have relationship with the power. So when those things come up, we can defeat and we can grow and we can be all that God has called us to be. We're going to sow seeds. Some seeds may rise, some may not. So we don't know where the blessing is going to come from. Right. But in the meantime, we're operating with the fruits of the Spirit. Yeah. We are prepared. We are prepared for greatness. We are prepared to meet our maker. We are prepared to deliver a word. We are prepared for our husband. We are prepared for that business endeavor. We are prepared because God has equipped us with a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. That is the fruits of the Spirit that we will build on in our lives.
I heard a great word. The theme of the message was, I'm built for this. Don't quit. And he used the story of Joshua, which I love this story. I love the story of Joshua, because Joshua came up behind Moses, right? Moses was called to free a people. But Joshua was someone who was carried along by Moses. That's kind of like when you're in a relationship, you have this companionship and you're feeling like, you know, because Joshua, he was a warrior and he went to battle, you know, while he was traveling and journeying on the task with Moses to get to the promised land, right? However, it was Moses who was the leader, just like in relationship, because we're talking about singleness, so I'll take it to being in relationship. Now that companion is no longer there. Moses passed away. And now Joshua has been called by the Lord to finish the task. See, we have to remember that just because we're no longer in partnership doesn't mean God has said that the desires of your heart has expired. It's time to continue to fit. It's time for you to finish the task. And you've been developing all this time. There's been battles in this companionship that you've already gone through. There's been hardships that you've already overcome. You're built for this. So when Joshua was now called to get the people into the promised land, and he had to come up with that strategy, you know, he had to walk the borders of those walls seven times. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but he had gone through so many battles before in his companionship that when it came time, he was built for it. He was built to finish the task. We're built to finish the race. Whatever it is that has been birthed inside of you, that has been conceived inside of you, that God is saying bring to life, that did not die because you are single and you no longer have a companion who is carrying or leading or helping along the way. That did not die. God is saying you're still built for this. So if there's an unction inside of you, then you just need to gain the discipline so that you can have the strategy to execute it. We just need to gain the disciplines. What is required of you now than the person you were before? We can't take that same person into this battle because now we're leading. Now we're leading it. We're single. We're in control. We're the general of this army that's going on, right? So what disciplines is required in order to lead a victory? We're not a victim. We're the victors. We're built for this. So in order to be built for it, we have to gain that self-control, because self-control is what's going to lead you into the most prosperous days of your life. And when we use prosperous, a lot of times the world looks at it as money and this or that. Prosperous means happiness. It means that peace. It means the harvest of all those things that you're sowing into. That harvest could be getting your child to college. That harvest could be creating space in your life so that you can be the person who can take care of your mother or your parents and honor them in their latter days. That promise could be the development of that building, that business that turns into a legacy for your children later on that lives on for eternal life, where your name and what you've built lives on. That's prosperity. That's prosperity. It's that peace that transcends all understanding. It's walking in that character, but to get there requires that foundation of self-control in overcoming those things that are self-sabotaging and self-destructing to getting to those promises.
Oh, Terry. Oh, yeah. I'm back here going, go, Terry, go. Yes. That is true. That is true. God is so good, and he meets us right where we are.
Yes.
So, you know, we see these people on Instagram. We see these people in life, you know, we know family members who just seem to be thriving and nothing can stop them. Nothing can stop them. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I think that they have all accomplished, and that's discipline.
Yeah.
Success is discipline. You know, it looks, and the way we get to that process of understanding and holding on to discipline and making that our daily habit, it's different for everyone, but it's available to everyone. And it starts with a decision. We had Shahida Belle on a few seasons ago, and she touched on discipline. That whole session was on discipline. And one of the things that still stick out to me from that day is she's like, discipline is the thing that you do even when you don't feel like it. You just have to do it. It's not about, discipline is not tied to emotion.
There you go.
It's not. You could be extremely happy in a good space, or you could be down, or you could just be feeling normal. But at the end of the day, it's the daily habits, it's the daily practice that's going to get there. And our daily practice, our self-discipline starts with, one, the relationship with our Father, who will then give, download His word, download direction, download instruction, give us the energy, whatever we ask, we shall receive. Give us what we need to do in His honor. And it, and in this self-discipline foundational building that we're doing, let's remember why we're doing it. Why are we doing this? Who's this for? First of all, it's to honor the God Himself, first and foremost. All these other things will be added. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. When we go to Him first, when we discipline ourselves with Him first, mm-hmm. we can start to develop other habits and disciplines that will align after. Mm-hmm. It will be added. So we don't want to miss that mark. We don't want to jump ahead of ourselves. Yeah, we all need to exercise and eat right and get a financial plan, a business plan, a organizational development, all of those things. But it starts with the kingdom. It starts with our relationship with Him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it starts with just really understanding the word. You know, I like that you brought it back to seeking God and understanding. Like you said, we know right from wrong, right? We know when we're at a moment of indulging in a habit that's not good for us. Mm-hmm. So we have to have that self-control to not take the bait. We have to have that self-control to know the word and say, I resist this temptation.
Yes.
And you will flee.
Yes.
I resist this temptation.
Yes.
And you will flee.
Yes. Yes. And I want to touch more on environment, because we talked about keeping our environment clean. Keep the environment as best as you can to what you want your life to reflect, right? You are a contributing factor. So if your environment is not aligned with your goals and the things that you want to be and become spiritually, financially, become that, be the change, right? It starts with you. So there's still no excuse. My environment, yeah, but you, it still starts with you. But I want to share a quick testimony, because my sisters and I, we're always just motivating each other and picking each other up. And when we're down, we speak life into each other. So recently, we decided, this is the action plan for my environment. We decided that we're going to partner and we're going to meal prep twice a month with each other.
Nice.
So we did our first meal prep this past weekend. I cooked dinner, a healthy dinner. Sonia did a healthy breakfast. Lovey prepared a healthy lunch. We came together. I gave Lovey her dinner. Sonia, her dinner, they gave me my breakfast. And so we prepared meals for each other for this entire week. And that is an environment that is contributing to,
there you go.
Success, right?
It goes back to not just pouring out and not receiving.
Yes.
Because that can deplete you. And it's not, that's not to say you always need to say, what have you done for me lately? It's not that. You know? It's not to say that, but it is saying, if you find yourself surrounded in an environment where all you're doing is emptying your cup and nothing's pouring back into you, then it makes it hard for you to overcome those habits. And so with your sisters, that's beautiful, because it also, not only is it just an environment that's pouring into you, right? You're pouring into each other, but but God sent you the resources to lift the burden, right? Mm-hmm. Of prepping all three meals for an entire week, because what's going to happen? Oh, the lack of motivation. You're going to tell your mind, I know I would, like, okay, that's going to take me all day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm only going to do
dinner, or I'm only doing lunch, or I'm only like, yeah. I meal prepped. I didn't meal prep, but I did my juicing, but that's all I could do, you know? So I didn't have anything prepped for the rest of the week, but I had my juices, you know?
That was 100, that was 100% of the 30% that you were able to do.
Yes. Exactly, you know. Yes. So that, yes, that is a prime example of how to be strategic in finding those disciplines, how and to reach those goals. If the discipline is okay, eating right and controlling what you eat and your portions to contribute to better health, you found that accountability. Overcoming the discipline is strategy. Absolutely. I love that I love that testimony, because it's strategy. We have to get creative with how we are going to resist, you know, the temptations. And you're resisting the temptations all week long because you already got your plate, honey. Listen, you open that refrigerator, you're gonna see, like, you know, I could fry up this chicken. Yeah, it is already ready for me, you know, and it just takes away that element. So it's about that creativity. I love that.
And that's with any, and that's with anything, right? So whatever it is that you choose to be stronger in, you want to strengthen, whether that be your physical, business, financial, partner with people, community, spiritual, partner with friends or sisters and brothers in the church. Make those connections. I understand that you may not want to connect with everyone, but there are people that are just like you sitting in those pews that are waiting for a friendship, a connection, a sisterhood, a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Be open for that. Right. And, you know, and God, you know, we're not in this by ourselves. We're just not, we're not in the world to be alone. He wants us to be in community. He wants us to be in our, you know, our corporate prayers, and he wants us to gather. So let's get into the habit of that. I think we've become so isolated with our phones and in our heads, and, you know, nobody got time for that. We're the most anti-social, like, you know, generation right now.
Yeah.
We cheer each other on through hearts, likes, and thumbs up. I mean, seriously. Yes. Like, we got to come outside and say, hey.
But then they wonder why there's so much depression, how it is just more prevalent in this day and age. And that's because our sense of community has reduced to the screens on our devices. I have that same kind of testimony, you know, as far as with just my physical fitness and me making sure that I'm managing the inflammation in my body. And really, I am all about working out in order to keep my mind healthy. I'm all about my mental health. And so I can fall into those moments of, oh, I'm failing, and just beating myself up for areas and where I fall short. And so in order for me to battle my mind, when I feel good in my body, my brain operates in optimism. And I had been wanting to, I had a goal of wanting to get up at 5 a.m. because life had been life, and life takes over with the kids and with the career and, you know, with ministry and with other side business development things. I started being angry that I can't pour into me. It's not fair that I can't get to working out or do this or do that. I was like, the only way I can pour into myself in that way is to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I felt like it was unfair because I was just tired. I couldn't do it, but there was this goal I wanted to conquer. So I was looking at trainers and things like that, and they're expensive, an arm and a leg. Well, instead, I ended up getting my sister. I added her to my membership, and she's real big on fitness and working out. So I've been able to get into the gym twice a week at 5 a.m., and two more times a week, just on any other time I can get there. But that 5 a.m., because I found a way to find an accountability partner, and she calls me up, you know, even when my mind, you know, the enemy knows my vulnerability is that pillow. Pillow's real. The pillow and that comforter is real for me. And so at 4 a.m., when I'm up, like my alarm went off, but I'm really laying there like, I hope she doesn't call me. She's calling me. You know, my sister was a military reserve for 30 years. So she's used to being up at 4 a.m. She's already in her vehicle calling me. You're up? You ready? I'll see you in a minute. But I have been at the gym at 5 a.m. consistently for months now, more than I ever in life, pouring in. And I'm feeling good and energetic. And I have not had any of those flare-ups with my arthritis in my neck or the nerve pain in months. And it's because I have been really, no matter how hard it is, focusing on overcoming that discipline so that I can have peace with that health side of me, so that I'm not constantly in a battle with it, but that I'm walking in freedom and able to do the activities I need to with my kids, do the activities that I need to with my business, be present, you know, in my career, you know, really pour into ministry and be motivated in my mind. Because when you're not feeling good in your body, you really can't feed the motivation to conquer anything in your mind. So that's an example of, you know, how some of the strategies that we've both used, you know, Linda and with her family coming together, meal prepping, me getting with finding my accountability partner and to be that person to wake me up and say, hey, we're going. What can you do? What is sacrificial in your life, your time, financially, whatever it is, to really help you build a strong foundation in self-control and overcoming those things that are self-sabotaging your progress?
Terry, I like that you mentioned the power of the pillow.
Oh my goodness, that is a demon.
The
pillow is a demon.
That's a whole sermon, a book, a devotional, the power of the pillow.
Listen, one of those furry, you know, blankets on top. And listen, the power of the pillow is a demon.
All who struggle say I. That's so true. That pillow, that pillow is so good, especially on days where you just, first of all, you need it. And sometimes you just miss it, you know?
You just miss it.
But I love the challenge. I love the challenge that we're putting out there. What sacrificial disciplines and community can you build in this moment? You know, find your accountability partner, and you can have different accountability partners for different things.
Yep.
Build community, right? We are helpers unto one another. This is who God has called us to be, like to come together, to pray. So you have your spiritual sisters, you have your workout partners, you have your financial discipline friends. We're going to be on this budget together. Let's hang out with people who are on budgets. Amen.
Right. You know what? We were talking about the season of solitude. That was my way of really gaining. When I first became single, that's a whole nother topic, the financial aspect of it. When you go from two incomes to one, you get woken up real quick with financial disciplines. And so that's part of my season of solitude is, you know, because I'm a bruncher. If anybody want to hang out, I'm like, you want to go to brunch? You know, I'm a bruncher and I can spend money on brunch and every single weekend. Real talk.
You are always asking about a good brunch. Well, maybe we can do brunch. Well, maybe we can just meet them for brunch. I'm
a bruncher. But, you know, just not only that, but just, you know, in general, the way I used to just spend on groceries, just even regular things that you need domestically in life, and how I just used to splurge on things. You know, there's a lot of disciplines in singleness, including the financial stewardship, that is going to help you catapult yourself into the next season of your life. Now is the time to build that foundation of self-control and overcome these things and make those sacrifices. That's why I've been okay in the season of solitude, because I'm not spending and I'm able to make deposits into those investments accounts, savings accounts, and other accounts that's going to build more towards the wealth in other areas that's sowing seed into goals, rather than just, you know, like, you know, you just feeding the stock in Starbucks with them brown sugar.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for the
you brought reminder. It up earlier. Listen. You know, this has been a wonderful night, y'all. We are at time.
We're gonna close out. It's time. And so thank you for joining us. It's been a blessing, another Be Transformed blessed day. You all mean so much to us, and we just thank you for coming back week after week to just connect with us. We truly do love and appreciate each and every one of you. So I guess I'll close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another Be Transformed day. Thank you, God, for every day that you allow us to wake up. You give us the opportunity to make a choice to be transformed with you. God, I thank you for each and every person who is watching this live. I lift up every household who is watching, even on the replay, Lord God. God, speak to the hearts and the minds of your people. They need you. We need you right now in the name of Jesus, now more than ever. God, we don't want to get caught in our flesh, Lord God. When you return to get your people, God, we want to be lifted up, and we want you to look down us and say, job well done, that we are operating in the way that you have called us to go. So God, even in our shortcomings, even if in our lack of knowledge, even in our lack of wisdom, God, we ask. Your word said that we can ask and we shall receive, that you will give wisdom to us any day, anytime, when we ask. So we are asking for you to speak to us through your word, through our prayers, through community. We are thanking you and we are praising you for what's already done. I lift Maya up, Kara and their family and friends during this very, very difficult time. God, I just ask that you wrap your loving arms around them. We all know what it feels like to hurt, and this life is not promised to us. God, you said it. It's not about if, but when. And God, so when, as we prepare, Lord God, to build our relationship with you, I ask that you touch us all right now in the name of Jesus, so that when you call us home, Lord God, that we are prepared, Lord God, that our hearts and our minds are fixated and it's in the alignment with you, Lord God. I give you the praise. I give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, that was powerful. Thank you all for joining tonight.
Love you.
This is a Testimony Media Production.